soup at the entrance attracted no one. To sleep, that was all that mattered. It was daytime when I awoke, and then I remembered that I had a father. Since the alert, I had followed the crowd without troubling about him. I had known that he was at the end, on the brink of death, and yet I had abandoned him. I went to look for him, but at the same moment, this thought came into my mind. Don't let me find him. If only I could get rid of this dead weight so that I could use all my strength to struggle for my own survival and worry only about myself. Immediately, I felt ashamed of myself, ashamed forever. I walked for hours without finding him. Then I came back to the block where they were giving out black coffee. The men were lining up and fighting. A plaintive, beseeching voice caught me in the spine. Eliezer, my son, bring me a drop of coffee. I ran to him. Father, I've been looking for you for so long. Where were you? Did you sleep? How do you feel? He was burning with fever. Like a wild beast, I cleared a way for myself to the coffee cauldron, and I managed to carry back a cupful. I had a sip. The rest was for him. I can't forget the light of thankfulness in his eyes while he gulped it down, an animal gratitude. With those few gulps of hot water, I probably brought him more satisfaction than I had done during my whole childhood. He was lying on a plank, livid, his lips pale and dried up, shaken by tremors. I could not stay by him for long. Orders had been given to clear the place for cleaning. Only the sick could stay. We stayed outside for 5 hours. Soup was given out. As soon as we were allowed to go back to the blocks, I ran to my father. Have you had anything to eat? No,